Good day, listeners.
We are Club Ruby.
And you're listening to Wallow on BFM.
Wallow! All right, welcome back to Wallow. Hope you enjoyed that quick break. We are now past the midnight hour. It is 12:05.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that we're kind of tracking really well with time.
We are. We're doing pretty well, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the start of the show, we mentioned that we had a chat with Jeff, aka Good Space, to talk about his new installation called Pedal to promote his newest single.
Oh my gosh, I had an amazing time at the installation. Genuinely though, I thought pedaling really hard would either slow down the music video or speed it up, but it doesn't do anything.
Well, maybe that's something we can talk about with Jeff for his next installation. You know, maybe
emotions.
Like, yeah, maybe. But for now, we're gonna let Jeff talk about both the installation and the song itself that he put out, and how the team of people he was working with were integral to the installation and music video. And
the co-papa behind it is actually
really
good.
Good Space is very much, you know, even though it's a solo music project, it's very much a community-led endeavor. And Jeff basically says that himself. Anyway, we'll let Jeff speak for the song himself.
Kia ora, Etefano. We're here with your boy Jeff, aka Good Space, at Limshore Food Court, along with the lovely crew behind his new music video, Easier Said Than Done. And we're going to be talking to him about the single, as well as this lovely installation that he's got going on. Jeff, how are you doing?
Sup, bro? I'm doing good, man. Welcome to Pedal, the cycle-powered music video screening.
Thank you. Would you like to introduce us to the rest of your crew here?
Yeah. Well, starting from the left is Quentin Lim, the graphic designer, activation designer, director of the music video, general artist collaborator. To my right is Maria Patterson,
kia ora.
Waffle Vegas, who was the bassist and the co-writer on the song and my general mentor with all things art and life related. And then on the far right is my partner,
kia ora.
Mathilde Polmard, the set designer and builder, everything spatial related.
Lovely. Pleasure to meet you all. So Jeff, you held your album launch here at Limshore as well last year, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Album launch was called Vendor, and it was a thing where the artist was the vendor, the album was the menu, and the songs were the dishes.
Lovely. So can you tell us about Limshore Food Court and why this place is significant to you?
I guess it's an iconic kind of heritage site to me, right? It feels like a space that is kind of anonymous, but free, and you can sort of just be anyone here. And when I first saw this space and sort of did some research, I realized that no one had really activated it as like an art space yet. And so I contacted Moy, the landlord, and told her about the vendor idea last year, and she was super chuffed. And then this year I reached out again, and she was like on board immediately.
Amazing. Can you tell us about the new single as well and what it's about?
It's called Easier Said Than Done. I wrote it with Maria and Andrew McLaren from Stella and Christian Chandrawinata, the producer. It's about leaving, I guess, as a kind of universal topic, about leaving things behind, about moving on. And yeah, it sort of also links in with what this installation is about, which is labor and how you get out as much as you put in.
When you teased the single online, you said that one of the concepts going behind the song was the concept of being always moving or always on the move. Can you tell us about that concept and how the different elements of the music video tie into that, like the bike and the cycling in the music video as well?
Yeah, I mean, on a physical level, it's like, yeah, in this particular music video, it's a one shot and we're always moving. But if we're coming back to the topic of leaving, you know, things are just constantly moving. Things are constantly just coming and going. Yeah, so leaving and moving are kind of synonymous to me. And yeah, with the music video, it just keeps going. And then with this installation, like, you got to just keep pedaling, you know?
And why is it important that the people who come to this installation, quote, work for it?
It's about creating listening conditions as much as it is about creating the music, you know? So when you get someone to physically engage with something as intangible as music, well, I think within this day and age, that's kind of a triumph already, you know? That you get someone to sit their ass on a bike seat and pedal for 3 minutes. I think you've sort of made them engage in a way that's a little bit lost these days.
So yeah, as we said earlier, this is the second installation you've done at Limshore to promote your music. Are there any other ideas you have for installations that you'd use to promote some of your other releases at any other point in the future?
Well, it's always when I'm working with this team and a few others around me that these ideas organically come up. We've got another project coming up around laundromats that maybe Quentin can speak to a little bit. Yeah, what do you got anything to add to the laundromat project, Cube?
It's early days, so I don't really know how much we can give away for it, but we're thinking about quite site-specific activations across several locations rather than the singular one this time. And it will be, I think, more in response to environment than maybe producing tracks for space rather than producing spaces for tracks.
Is there a specific laundromat you want?
There are, but we're still talking about it.
But yeah, a lot of it's very much site-specific, as Q said, and like when it comes to space, there's no one kind of more knowledgeable and more intuitive than Mathilde here. So yeah, I don't know, do you want to talk about kind of public space?
Yeah, I think there's something so beautiful about putting art in public spaces and actually sharing it with anyone and everyone, especially in a digital world where music is so impersonal. You don't see faces, you don't see people. So I think that's probably why Vendor was so successful and what's made us want to come back and do it again in that same space, just to have that real diversity of connections.
So are there any other spaces you'd like to work in the future, whether it's here in Tamaki Makaurau or anywhere else in the world?
I think it depends on the track that we create, and it also just depends on what we stumble across. You know, Limcher was a bit of an accidental kind of discovery in some ways. It's always been here, but we connected the dots once we saw it and sort of had projects lined up. But yeah, I mean, Maria and I and Andrew are working on a bunch of kind of pretty crazy electronic tracks that have been sitting, so there might be something, I don't know, is there something brewing in your head, Maria, about...
Yeah, absolutely. I love working with you, Jeff.
So it'll depend on the track, it'll depend on what we chance upon, but we love sort of being resourceful, you know, and just using what's there. And all of these installations are like a love letter to the city, because, yeah, we dig it.
So will Easier Said Than Done be part of a larger release, like an album or an EP, perhaps?
Maybe. Maybe. AAA Records are releasing it. Shout out to Matt in particular and Chris. But yeah, I'll start working on the second album with them after this release is done, and we'll see if it all fits together nicely. Oh yeah, so there is this album.
Shout out to the Good Space Boys, to Lloyd and Jamie and Callum as well, for this album created together. You can buy it.
Give it a flip around, flip it around. It's called Let's Talk About Death.
And could we potentially expect maybe a more like conventional live gig or release party to accompany either this single or any other future releases?
Maybe, yeah. I think a lot of these installations is a response to the music industry, where conventional standards and conventional practices feel a bit tired and feel a bit kind of thankless at times, I think. You can probably back that, right?
Yeah. yes.
And so I guess reframing what it means to perform as a musical artist is definitely what this installation is about. But, you know, I still love playing live for sure. It's just about sort of not, you know, really wearing myself out in the process. But yeah, definitely want to do at least one proper gig for the album release of Let's Talk About Death with Lloyd, Callum and Jamie in particular.
Amazing. Well, that's all I got, but thank you so much. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting on the bike soon. And working for it. Yeah.
All right. So that was our chat with Jeff and the crew.
Yeah.
About the installation and the song. But JC, the day after we interviewed Jeff and his crew, you went down to the installation itself and you interviewed just the people who were going there.
Yeah. And one of them is good friends of Jeff, and the other one is also kind of good friends, more of a mutual. The point is, both of them had their own individual experience with the setup, the space, and also the kōpapa behind it.
Yeah.
So let's hear what they have to say.
Kia ora, I'm here at the Good Space pedaling session, and I'm here with
Doris Laura.
How did you find the experience of this pedaling powered screening? This installation is really interesting in this space, isn't it?
Yes, it's really cool because I came through Jeff's last installation at the same space last time, and it was really different. Yeah, I was so surprised when I walked through the door and I saw the way it's set up. I really like the details of how the floor is patterned with those soft patterning, and it made me want to feel like it really made me want to take off my shoes and enter. And I felt so disrespect entering with my shoes. Actually, the installation itself, it's really warm. It's really necessary at this time, because I think people are feeling vulnerable and people are feeling hurt, and really appreciating my dear friend Jeff to be able to, you know, still make good music, still being so inspiring and encouraging, and have such great ideas, and be able to put together a space, a warm space like this for people to come through, and just really, really thriving the community. Like, what he's doing right here is not as beyond music composing, music making. What he's doing right here is actually nurturing a community and nurturing, you know, like looking after our people in his way. Yeah, really, 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 really touched. And it's such a beautiful music video as well.
Also, what are your thoughts about it?
I saw a brief trailer on social, and yeah, I have no idea what to expect. But yeah, it was really warm again, really, really cute. I saw some familiar faces in the music video as per usual. I recognize a few people from that group, yeah, for sure. And it was really funny, the concept that they have. Not gonna spoil so much here because wanna encourage people to come and watch it. But there are some comedic moments in the music video, so yeah, I'm trying to encourage people to just come and find out what that is. Yeah, so it was joyful, the music is melody inspiring, encouraging, positive, and beautiful lyrics, beautiful everything making in general. And what a cool setup that they have.
I really do appreciate like the time that you took to come out here, especially at these times. How do you feel about being here in this specific spot?
I mean, this space on K Row has always been a special spot for, I believe, for all of the Asian community. And before this place, I think we're all quite familiar. If people know, we used to be in Mercury Plaza a lot, and now this is after Mercury Plaza is gone, unfortunately, this is now where all other gatherings are, because, you know, we're surrounded by all amazing, good Asian food in the food court, and we are next to pretty much the best Asian supermarket in town. Honestly, you can't find any other ones. And then with that, the Kaupapa is here already, and having this installation here to, you know, another thing for people to come by and be like, hey, let's see what's going on. There's an artsy thing that you can come, and it's free for people to like come and visit, come and have a try come and try to pedal. And that's why I really like the name, you know, literally pedal. It's so straightforward. Just come and pedal and figure it out what's going on. And once you pedal, you get to see a music video playing. How great is that?
Kia ora, I am here with
Benna.
And tell me, what do you think of this installation space that you're currently at? Because you just finished experiencing the music video as well, right?
Yeah, well, it's really funny because when you enter the space, as you step through the doors, you feel like you're in nostalgic, dream-like reality, or certainly alternate reality, which is what I often experience with Jeff's creative projects. And it also brings to mind a completely different vibe that his vendor opening from last year as well. I don't know, it was really fun. Definitely brings a sense of excitement because the screen is ticking off with the numbers, and the more you cycle, the higher the numbers get, and it kind of feels like a video game.
Because you just experienced the pedaling for the music video, right? What was your experience from doing that? Was it like difficult to pedal, or did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really fun. To be honest, I'm not a very good biker, and as a kid I always fell over, but this is very stable, and you know that you're gonna like keep going and the video is gonna continue to run. So it was fun. It wasn't difficult.
Okay. I'm glad it wasn't difficult, because yesterday I was told I was pedaling too lightly.
Oh.
but the music video was still going, so I did not do anything wrong. And then my other, and then another person was like pedaling so hard, and well, from my eyes, it looked like he was pedaling really hard. And did you feel like you were in the music video itself when you were pedaling?
I think so, because I already watched the music video a few times before pedaling, but it's just because he's pedaling towards you, and it's not like you're doing first person point of view. It kind of felt like I was in the space kind of going towards him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yesterday when I was doing it, it felt like I was Jeff in a way where it's like a mirror.
Yeah. It does kind of feel like that, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that was the idea, but I know the like work in behind all of this is to like demonstrate putting in effort. And so it was really cool.
Yeah.
It does feel like that.
Yeah. And to wrap this all up, like, would you recommend going to this space or telling people about it?
Oh yeah, totally. I've been telling everyone to come, and I brought my best friends, and I think I'll probably come back again.
I would honestly come back again just to ride on the bike, because I don't know, it's not like I'm working too hard to watch the music video, but it just feels fun.
It is fun.
It was fun, to be honest.
It was very fun. I found it interesting that you said that you felt like Jeff when cycling. Because my personal experience was like, oh, I'm cycling with Jeff. Like, I'm with him. But you felt like you were in his shoes, which I think is like kind of interesting how like the different kind of perspectives people can have walking away from that
situation. It's like you are staring at a mirror when I was doing it. Like, I'm Jeff. And I'm also like kind of reflecting of who I was and who I want to be, which is what the video itself is representing, where he's moving on from his past to move on for the next one.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, let's actually play the song. This is Easier Said Than Done by Good Space.